Introduction. The Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, 1973 was reviewed in 1993 and several amendments were enacted as part of the ongoing process of economic liberalization relating to foreign investments and foreign trade for closer interaction with the world economy. At that stage, the central government decided that a further review of the Foreign Exchange Regulation Act would be undertaken in the light of subsequent developments and experience in relation to foreign trade and investment. It was subsequently felt that a better course would be to repeal the existing Foreign Exchange Regulation Act and enact a new legislation. Reserve Bank of India was accordingly asked to undertake a fresh exercise and suggest a new legislation. A task force constituted for this purpose submitted its report in 1994 recommending substantial changes in the existing Act. Significant developments have taken place since 1993, such as substantial increase in our foreign exchange reserves, growth in foreign trade, rationalization of tariffs, current account convertibility, liberalization of Indian investments abroad, increased access to external commercial borrowings by Indian corporates and participation of foreign institutional investors in our stock markets. Keeping in view the changed environment, the central government has decided to introduce the Foreign Exchange Management Bill and repeal the Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, 1973. The provisions of the bill aim at consolidating and amending the law relating to foreign exchange with the objective of facilitating external trade and payments and for promoting the orderly development and maintenance of foreign exchange markets in India. Accordingly, the Foreign Exchange Regulation Act, FERA, was repealed and replaced by the new Foreign Exchange Management Act, FEMA, with effect from June 2000. The philosophical approach was shifted from that of conservation of foreign exchange to one of facilitating trade and payments as well as developing orderly foreign exchange market.